TalkZone.com.
TalkZone presents the Geek Speak Radio Show with your hosts, Henry and Romo. Your top spot for everything entertainment and pop culture, including TV, movies, comics, casting news, and more. Now, here are your hosts, Henry and Romo.
Oh, that's us. Here we are. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Geek Speak Radio Show. We're all here today.
Again. Good morning, everyone.
Special guests. It's us. Yeah, hey, spent the night here in the studio.
I did. Hey, saving some
for but you know, we don't have a shower here, and I can smell. I mean.
Yeah, lost my breakfast.
That's good. Your breakfast is not my breakfast.
Ew. You eat throw up?
Never mind.
Okay, too much information there. Anyway, so what are we going to do today? No guests. Nobody's scheduled today. It's just going to be us. Just a programming note, by the way. Tomorrow will not be a live show. I have some issues I have to take care of, so we won't be here. You can listen to, I believe, we'll replay the Roddenberry Dive Team episode, so you get some of that. And also, I'm assuming the Ryan Van Cleve Unplugged interview will be in there also, so you can listen to that again tomorrow. Today, however, we are going to talk about more news, but not movie news. We've done that a lot. There are some breaking news in the movie world. But today, actually, this was Angel's idea. She wants to hear about tech stuff because she loves playing with her gadgets.
Gadget.
iPads and all that stuff.
Not ready for an iPad. I don't even have a Blu-ray, but I'm talking about like gadgets.
I don't have a DVD.
Yeah, even a DVD.
She likes looking at them, not playing with them.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's all.
You know, get in the 21st century, that's for sure.
But speaking about Ryan Van Cleve is unplugged, but we talked about that last week. And again, you'll hear it again tomorrow in a replay. I think we're about to get some more addicts.
Addicts to what?
Video game, online video game. Because Razer, company that makes all these cool
gadgets,
controllers and toys and
yeah,
peripherals for your game systems, your computer systems, they're about to come out with something that even I think is pretty cool.
What is it?
It's a keyboard made especially for gaming. It's called the Black Widow. It's not Scarlett Johansson, but it's the Black Widow.
Uh-huh.
And they go into some technical explanations. I guess it means something to somebody, not really to me. But basically, there's two versions, the ultimate version, the plain version. And it allows you, without even looking down, I mean, I'm assuming that gamers can do that now anyway.
Just play without looking down.
Well, yeah, you know,
the
friend you're talking about, he probably does that. But this thing, it's supposed to, how would I describe it? The keys are supposed to feel like a mouse click.
All right.
And like when you click on your screen, click, 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 click.
Yeah.
That's what the keys are supposed to feel like on
so
the
it's
keyboard.
It's like a shortcut, right?
Yeah. And also there's something, this is where it gets a little too technical for me even.
So it's connected to your TV then, right?
Well, whatever you play. Some people use their TV screens as monitors now. There's
uh-huh.
big, huge LCD screen TVs. That's actually kind of cool, I think.
Yeah.
or it could be on your PC. I think it can even be hooked up to your smartphones if you have one of those, because it does come with a USB connector. So I think you can even hook it up to the smartphone, any of those things that you have like that, or an iPad, as you mentioned earlier.
Do you think people are going to buy this?
Yeah.
Really?
Not only are they going to buy it, they're going to buy the big one, the $179 one.
Because there's going to be more addicts.
Again, what I was going to say, the technical part of this thing, it confused even me, and I sort of understand the techno jargon, but it even confused me. But it's something about it's closer to the screen, not physically, but there's some things, I guess, that go through the keyboards, through the electronics before the signals reach the keyboard click, but this is supposed to make it shorter. In other words, faster reaction time. So when you click, it actually shoots faster or whatever your character is supposed to do on the screen does it faster. You can also...
What games are they going to have for it?
I don't know, whatever. It's just for whatever games you play online. Like, it's the... what's the big one?
World of Warcraft or StarCraft.
Yeah, those...
See, I don't play any of those games online, so I know I'm not going to be an addict.
I don't either, but I know that this means something to Angel's friend, and the people that actually do this stuff, they're getting excited right now. And it is, you want to go through, if you understand all that techno jargon, go to geekspeakradioshow.com. I have a link up there to the complete story.
Uh-huh.
It gives you all the details and everything. And look, we just lost like half the listeners because they all went to go see what it's all about. And there are pictures of that also. So that's that. Like I said, we may create some more, addicts because of that. See, there goes Angel. She's going to go get the keyboard now. So that's one thing. The other thing is, Hellboy.
Yeah.
The movies, not the comic book, the movies. Did you like those?
Loved them. One and two.
You want to see a three?
I know they're going to make a three, but when?
Well, you got to talk to Ron Perlman about that. Hellboy himself. He's the one that doesn't want to do it.
What?
Because according to Guillermo del Toro, the director, he says that Ron Perlman, who I guess you guys, I don't know, you may not know, he's doing a TV show. What is it called again?
Is it called Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah, Sons of Anarchy, which is
which is a biker gang TV show.
Yeah, I don't know what to call it, but yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And as you know, he kind of has to go through makeup. That's not what he really looks like in Hellboy. He has to go through 6 hours of makeup, sit in the chair and go through 6 hours of makeup to look like Hellboy.
Every day.
Yeah.
Like what, 2 months?
And when Guillermo del Toro approached him about, hey, you ready to do Hellboy 3? He said, no, I don't want to sit for 6 hours in the makeup chair.
Suck it up, man. Suck
yes.
it up. It's
I mean,
a good
so
movie.
Everybody's ready to do it, including the director, the writers, everything is there. But Hellboy doesn't want to
I like
be
Hellboy
a part of
1
it.
And 2. I thought it was really good. Well, let's just cross our fingers and hopefully we can convince.
Yeah, Hellboy 3, you know what? I honestly haven't seen it completely. Only that's one of those movies that you see in parts.
Yeah.
That's what's happened to me. I've seen it in parts, so I can't really say I like it or don't like it. Because I don't know if I'm watching the end or the middle or what it is, because I've just seen it. I don't know why. It's just that one I've just seen in parts. Hellboy 1 I did like.
Yeah.
I saw it in theaters. I think I own it, as a matter of fact. But I like that one. Matter of fact, not too long ago, Guillermo del Toro was talking to MTV News, and he quoted, what's his name? Hellboy, Ron Perlman. He quoted him as saying, he's doing Sons of Anarchy without makeup. He's spoiled. He likes to be the big cheese without the makeup session. So basically,
He's happy where he's at.
Yeah, he thinks he's a star now. He doesn't want to be a, you know, Hellboy. He sit in the chair for 6 hours of makeup to become Hellboy.
Sons of Anarchy has gotten to his head.
So that's why we're not going to see
Ron Perlman
Hellboy 3 anytime soon. But, you know, go on, I don't know if he has a Facebook or what he has, but tell him, come on, we want to see Hellboy 3. Hellboy 3, that was a good movie. We love him. We want to see you as Hellboy again.
And no one could replace him. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
There's only one Hellboy, and that's going to be Ron Perlman.
The studios they asked Guillermo del Toro, why don't we just recast it? And he said, nope, don't want to do it. You can, but he doesn't want to do it. And I like that actually about Guillermo del Toro because he's showing loyalty to his stars.
Well, I think Ron Perlman made Hellboy for what it is.
Ron Perlman is Hellboy.
Well, yeah.
And it kind of goes back to what we were talking about yesterday is can you see actors playing one role and another role and another role?
No.
See, that's the thing. Kind of like, actually, this is more.
Christian Bale's always going to play the Dark Knight. I mean, in my opinion, he's not going to go off and play something else.
You really think so?
I think so.
See, I would say that more about this guy here back here. I got a big poster of him, Heath Ledger as the Joker. Okay. Now we're talking.
Or what about RDJ if they want to recast Iron Man for Iron Man 4, 5, 6, 7?
See, there are iconic roles like that, Tony Stark. I mean, Robert Downey Jr., nobody else can be Tony Stark anymore. Quite honestly, before he became Tony Stark, most fanboys, all of us, we could see him as Doctor Strange more than Tony Stark because he had that look with the goatee and everything.
Yeah.
But now that he's done Tony Stark, who else is going to play him? But
no
Robert
one.
Downey Jr. Same thing with, like I was saying, with Heath Ledger. Who else can do the Joker now? And let's not start that discussion because that'll go on for like 12 hours.
Hmm.
But.
I see where you're going with this.
Hellboy, it's not the actor. You can, I mean, that's one of the reasons why he doesn't want to come back. You have to sit there for 6 hours of makeup. You can put anybody, you can put you even. You're kind of big. You can put you in the chair for 6 hours of makeup and become Hellboy.
Well, I don't have the voice. I think that's what makes
computers, you know.
Well, I know that, but still, I can't act.
There's computers, you know.
I don't think it really makes a difference nowadays, especially with Megan Fox.
Ooh, is that a jab at Megan Fox? He just said.
Yeah, you think?
Tiny.
Really?
Anyway.
Do it, Romo.
Let's go back to, where'd you go? You go get, order your keyboard or what?
The keyboard, and they also have this mouse, this multiplayer mouse, and it has like little buttons on the side. It's really cool.
She threw the headphones down and ran. I was like, where's she going? She went to order her keyboard and mouse. I told you, we're going to build some more addicts with that, the Razer thing. And again, those stories are, on geekspeakradioshow.com. If you want to go, if you understand that, tech lingo, it's all there. All the details are there. Let's go back to tech for a little bit. We talked about Hellboy, but let's talk, go to tech a little bit. I'm a little mad at this story. Yesterday was announced by Sony that the new PS3s, the Slims, they're about to come out with even more memory than what they have now.
What was
so
the-
pretty much your PS, you're going to want to get a new one because...
I'm going to have to get a new one now.
Because it has more memory than the newer one. I see.
Unless, are you listening, Sony? Unless they offer a free upgrade for people who already own, who bought the system to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, that shows loyalty for someone to buy the original system. In the first place.
I'm not talking about the real original PS1. I'm talking about when it first came out, the PS3.
What was the original price for...
Hopefully they upgrade my PS1.
Oh my god. No. I don't even have a PS1. But what's the original price previous to this memory upgrade?
For what? Because there's two versions. There's the 120 gigabyte and the 180 gigabyte version right now. I think it was like $399 or something.
$399?
It went down to $299 recently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. I know mine was $399 when it first came out, and it was the bulkier version, not the slim one that's out now.
Yeah.
And the only difference with that, really, everybody knows out there, but in case you don't know and you're still sort of on the fence, yeah, Angel, we're looking at you about buying one. The only difference between the slim version and the original one that I have is number one, the design itself. It's slimmer, but it also comes with built-in Wi-Fi. The original one didn't have that. You have to actually hardwire it in if you want to go online or get internet, because you. One of the commercials, or a few of the commercials that came out for the PS3, that's their tagline. It is PS3. It does everything. And it really does. I know people who, maybe it's just them, the way they set it up, but they can't stay online. They can play online, but they can't stay online. They can't use surf the web with their Xbox 360. It keeps knocking them off, and they have all kinds of problems with it. Gaming is fine, but that's a problem that they have with it. The PS3... You can do everything. I can watch Blu-ray, DVD, regular DVDs look like I was mentioning the other day about Star Wars. They look like Blu-rays
because it has that upgrade feature.
Yeah, when I stream the online movies, they look Blu-ray quality. It takes like 2 seconds for the thing to download and start streaming. It doesn't buffer or anything like that. It's fantastic. I can see why people become addicts. Like I can stay up there all weekend and not come out.
Well, that's true. I've always been a PlayStation fan, so PS3 is okay in my book.
So what's the difference between PS3 compared to the Xbox 360?
I haven't played with the Xbox 360.
We're going to start an argument here, and people are going to call us. You can if you want. 888-GO-FOR-IT, 888-463-6748, or email comments@geekspeakradioshow.com, because this always starts a battle, almost literally sometimes. Nothing really. I mean, I'll say as a PS3 owner, I think that the PS3 has better games. They're more enjoyable.
Yep.
But last year, a lot of Xbox 360 owners said they came out with the better games. They had better games. I do know people who have both systems.
Yeah.
And they enjoyed having the Xbox because they were better games last year.
Yeah, my opinion is it's just the games. What games you like to play, what kind of style of games, and what fits best for you as a gamer.
And I agree with this. Our technical producer, Dave, at TalkZone, he's saying that the graphics are a little sharper on the PS3. And I think, yeah, yesterday we went to four or five different stores, electronic stores,
yeah.
Looking for a new laptop for Damien. And two things that we ran into, one is a demo of the 3D Blu-ray player,
yeah,
whatever we call that thing.
Yeah.
Didn't work, by the way. And I didn't really care about it, but
3D television was a joke.
Yeah, we were looking at the television, and I didn't tell you guys, but you were actually looking at a picture from a PS3. I was looking at the demo model that they had. You were looking at a DVD playing off a PS3, and the ones that you guys didn't like, because you said, "Oh, that looks like a cartoon, it doesn't look real." Those were actually just a Blu-ray player hooked into the demo TV.
So that says with the PS3, it looked real. It looked
yeah,
really
that's
clean.
The one you guys liked. Like again, I didn't tell you guys what you were looking at, but you were looking at a picture from a PS3. Dave is right. The graphics are a little better. And when you're playing, like when I like playing the Resident Evil game, the Resident Evil 5 on PS3, it looks just like a movie.
Yeah.
Even though it's you playing the thing, but it looks like a movie. So yeah, I would say the graphics are, I agree with David, the graphics are a little better in the, on the PS3. He also says that the online community is better on Xbox. Now there, either one, I don't know. Cause I don't like playing online. That's, you know, the geek in me. I like staying to myself. Angel knows about that. Mm-hmm. Invisible girl. But I don't like going online that much. But I'll take Dave's word for it. I know you guys play online.
No, I don't.
You, Damon? You?
Once upon a time with the headset. Playing Halo
with
my little cousin. It was pretty cool. But then, like you said, I think the graphics, PlayStation might have a little bit of an advantage. But the online gaming, it's kind of cool if you're into it.
Yeah. I know that a lot of people like playing like the Madden games and all those. And what's the war game called?
Halo?
Modern Warfare or one of those.
Call of Duty.
Yeah, Call of Duty. That's the one. They like playing those online. I don't know. I've never played it, but I'll take Dave's word for it. So, but back to this story though, the PS3 Sony announced that the PS3 is going to get more memory now. So the new buyers, that means you, Angel, actually you too. Do you have a PS3? No, you have a PS2.
PS2.
Or PS1.
Both PS1 and PS2.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I could attach them together and have one super PS3 and then attach a DVD player to it as well.
But wouldn't that be a PS3 now?
That's the flea market version, actually.
Yeah, it's the flea market. Yeah.
No, but this PS3, the only difference is you're going to get the 160 gigabytes at the price of the current 120 gigabyte system, which I think is like, what do they say, 280 or something like that right now. This one, though, I may want to, and I think this is for me, people who actually bought the original system when it came out, the PS3. They're not going to offer a free upgrade, but they will offer a bundle. And that's for $50 more than the current 250 gigabyte, which is like, I think, still at 3-something. You're going to get the 320 gigabyte console, a PS Move controller. You guys know what that is?
No.
That's coming, I believe, in November. A PS Move controller is just like the Wii. In other words, you move it on the screen and it reacts on the screen.
All right.
The Madden game. I haven't tried it, but the new Madden game is supposed to be compatible with this move. So when you actually throw the ball,
the
quarterback throws the ball.
Nice.
That's cool.
And then also this bundle is going to come with that, a PS, what is it called? The PS Move controller, the PSI camera, which is just a webcam. It's been around for a while. And a copy of Sports Champions, which is the first game that uses the Move controller. And it's kind of like the Wii. It comes with tennis and baseball. My son, he has a Wii. That thing can be pretty addicting when you start swinging and playing tennis and all those things.
You can injure yourself too.
Yeah, I think the only difference here is it's been by PlayStation, and the graphics again are going to be a little better. And I think that if you, I'm not sure, but this is one thing that you can't do, as far as I know, with the Wii, is you can't use it like a real gun. You can't pull the trigger and it fires. With this one, you can. So when you're playing like the army games or.
It's nice.
Yeah, you're going to be able to point at the screen and shoot the Resident Evil games. When I play that, now it actually feels like I'm shooting them in the head.
You just really gave me a flashback. Remember, Duck Hunt with the Nintendo game?
You meant the game? I thought you meant actual.
No. Duck Hunt. I'm not Sarah Palin. Duck Hunt. Yeah. Duck, was it Hunt? What was it, Damien?
You mean
remember?
Dick Cheney.
No.
It's Duck Hunt.
Yeah, Duck Hunt. That was cool. That was the only gun that was used for a game like that for Nintendo, Super Nintendo, right?
Yeah.
Especially Nintendo.
So long ago.
Yeah.
Can't believe you remember.
I had one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what the PS3 is doing. Sony announced this yesterday. So, let me take a little break. Some more news, including the dark side invading LucasArts.
Yes.
That is LucasArts, in case you don't know, the 2-3 people that don't know, those are the ones that make the video games for Star Wars and anything Lucas. So like I said, when I come back, I will tell you about the dark side invading the world of LucasArts.
GeekSpeak Radio Show will be right back. You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio. Calling all fanboys. It's time to get back to the GeekSpeak Radio Show on TalkZone.com with your hosts, Henry and Romo.
And we're back on the Geek Speak Radio Show. Let me answer a question, actually, that I didn't mention in that last PS3 story that Angel asked me. September, that's when it comes out. She asked me, when does it come out? So September, those new PS3s and the bundle one will start coming out. So start saving up.
Or that's my deadline to decide what I'm going to do.
Or be really nice and you might get one for Christmas.
I might be really, really nice.
You hear that, Romo?
Romo.
I ain't going to get you nothing.
Anyway, so like I said before we went to break, I'm going to tell you a story now about the dark side invading LucasArts. Not literally, but what's going on is yesterday there was a lot of announcements, not officially made by LucasArts themselves, but there's a lot of news reports coming out that they're about to undergo what everybody else in the world is going through, layoffs. You know, I don't know if you guys played them or not because you don't have a PS3, but one of the most successful games a couple years ago was Star Wars The Force Unleashed.
Yeah.
Next month, actually in October, I keep thinking it's September. In October, The Force Unleashed 2 is coming out, and people cannot wait for that one. Just about 3 weeks ago, one of the head designer, Hayden Blackman, he all of a sudden left. I think now we know why, because he saw all of this coming. There was a dark cloud hanging around LucasArts. And so they're going to release this game. They were planning on doing a Force Unleashed 3. That's been canceled. So no, this will probably be the last one unless something happens between now and then. They're also cut ties with Traveler's Tales. That was a company that, and this is going to be bad news for my son, who used to make the Lego Star Wars and Lego Indiana Jones games with them, with
really?
LucasArts. So they're not going to make any of those. And those are actually fun games. I did play those with my son and They're considered little kid games, but they follow the storylines. And since we know them, especially the one they've made another one that was a Lego, the whole saga, this whole Star Wars saga. You can pick any episodes. You can go in episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 and play the scenes. And those are fun games, but they cut ties. LucasArts cut ties with Traveler's Tales, the ones that made the Lego Star Wars and Indiana Jones games with them. So no, for the time being, at least no more Lego anything.
So pretty much you got to get it right now before it just continues.
Well, they'll be out there. I mean, but there's no more. No sequels, nothing else. They did make recently also an Lego Indiana Jones 2 that's out in the stores right now. But
yeah, that was pretty fun, though.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones, yeah.
No more of those. And like I said, no more Force Unleashed 3 has been canceled. Force Unleashed 2 will be released as planned in October. And they've all the workers, all the designers, they already know they'll probably be in the unemployment line come the end of October.
Dang.
And if you didn't, you're listening now, well, bad news for you on this Thursday morning. And again, this story is also, all the details are at geekspeakradioshow.com if you want to read some more. It's all in there. Now, Terminator, the movie.
Loved it.
Think that would ever happen?
Terminator's
robots taking over.
Why not?
In real life?
Yeah.
You never know. Right?
Mark this date. What's the date today?
August 19th, 2010.
Mark that date down. That could be
the day machines took over the world.
At least we took step one. That could be Judgment Day. Or what led to Judgment Day eventually. Because in Canada, a girl, 17 years old, before we go to that one, let me go to this one over here. In Europe.
All right.
I'll save that story for later. In Europe, a group of scientists, they create a robot that is learning how to feel, including anger, jealousy, fear, hunger even.
Stay away from that stuff.
That's kind of crazy.
The way it works is they designed the robot so that it's like a pet, like a dog, like a cat, and it follows humans. And just by watching, it's actually more like a kid, actually, because by watching humans, it learns to emulate you. I mean, emulate your feelings, basically, is what it's going to do.
What if it emulates somebody like psycho or crazy? What if it goes against us like iRobot?
Now you're catching on.
Like iRobot, right?
Yeah.
Will Smith, right? Never mind.
See, now, one of my favorite movies from the 1950s is
three of them.
Yeah, one of those, but also, I forgot it again. I always forget the name. The one with the star Leslie Nielsen. Young Leslie Nielsen. Forbidden Planet. And that's what introduced Robbie the robot. And in that movie, which is also used, speaking of iRobot, as the rules for robots, is that they cannot hurt humans by design. And I'm wondering, because it doesn't say in this story, I'm wondering, that they write that into the program for this robot. Because like you said, what if they start copying somebody who's psycho or goes postal, as we say? What's to stop them from hurting humans?
Just throw it in a bucket of water.
And again,
they're not gremlins. Oh, wait, gremlins would go all psycho. Never
yeah,
mind.
And again, I'm not making this up, but you can read the story on geekspeakradioshow.com. It's on there. Like I said, mark
the date. Are they going to sell this thing or no?
Not right now. There's just the experimental one. It's a prototype.
Huh.
But you know what prototype means. It means that they're getting ready to mass produce it.
Yeah.
And this is in Europe, but you know, it's going to come over here and then go worldwide, and there you go.
It's probably going to be as big as a Tamagotchi.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, they're tiny little things.
If they add anything to it, like a remote control or any little software that comes with it, it's called Skynet.
Yeah.
Run for the hills.
I know.
That's crazy. That's like a robot version of Chucky or something.
Yeah.
I don't want, no. Homie, don't play that. No.
Yeah. Would you, well, they have, what is that thing you just said a minute ago? The T word?
Tamagotchi.
Yeah. What is that? Is that little robot dog looking thing?
They're little small and you can put them on your keychain. They're
little
like
pocket sized little
fake
games.
Pets.
No, I was talking about the actual robot pets that they make in Japan. That it's a dog basically, but it's a robot, and it, you know, you can teach it to fetch, to roll over, like whatever it is. But if you forget to feed it, it's not gonna die because it's just a robot.
I've heard about that.
I liken that to this, but I don't know. Again. What is it? August 19th, 2010 could be the day that we sealed our doom. So that's going on in Europe. The one I was talking about, I started to talk about, a little girl in Canada, 17 years old. I went through a summer camp like we would do. You can call it a geek summer camp. They actually call it WISES. That's the acronym, and it stands for Women in Scholarships, Engineering, Science, and Technology. Sounds like something Angel would be at. but she created, and this is, it's called the same, going back to the 1950s again. There was like we have the 3D gimmick now in movies. There was something called Smell-O-Vision back then. Yeah. Not Smell-O-Vision, but Smell-O-Vision kind of.
Yeah.
And that all that was they would pump in the smell of popcorn or whatever the movie was about. They would pump it in, and it didn't work out so well. This girl, she created on her own, designed it, Smell-O-Vision for your computer.
Does it work?
Yes.
What?
This is only in the testing phases right now, and she developed it for medical reasons because there is something, it's used for primarily for rehabilitation, she says. The cure for rehabilitation for a disease called, what did she call it? It's kind of like blindness, but people who can't smell, they don't have a sense of smell. They can't smell anything.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, I forget what it's called, but with using this program, this hardware, I guess it'll be. It'll train, quote unquote, the nose to smell certain smells. Like, for example, she used the example of smoke. So if somebody's trapped in a burning building, you wouldn't smell it unless you see the fire. You wouldn't smell
it. For people to smell, that has a lot to do with your actually brain mechanics. I learned that in psychology.
Ooh, you paid attention then.
No, but that's why they probably made that machine. But in reality, it's a long shot.
Yeah. And again, this is only, she just built it. It's not out, not anywhere really, and it's going to be implemented in one of the Canadian hospitals over there. They're going to start experimenting with it. But you know that if it works,
then
it's
works.
Coming over here,
yeah.
And pretty much all over the world.
But yeah. One thing I don't understand is how can you put.
I know what you're trying to say.
Are you trying to like do
put
like you know those plug it in things? You just keep refilling. Or how should go? Yeah, those plug-in
the
things.
The air freshener.
Yeah, the air freshener. Like, what if I go to Batman.com? Am I going to smell Batman? I mean, what is she doing?
What are your favorite?
Do you want to know how Batman smells? After all that jumping and fighting the Joker, I don't think you want to know what that smells like. And the leather cotton. Okay, let's not even go there. Some people may be eating right now. But no, she doesn't really go into details here as to how exactly it's going to work. She just says what it's for. Basically used for rehabilitation. So there you go. What do you call it? What do you want to call it? The human robot who's going to feel now?
Yeah.
And then now we have Smell-O-Vision coming back, but this time coming to your computer.
Well, congratulations to her.
She invented that, but I don't know. I don't see that as too much of a bad thing.
Not too much of a bad thing, but I kind of feel like maybe society will be even lazier.
Yeah, could be.
We're already lazy. What are you talking about?
I know,
about?
But now they're going to have a robot. Oh, go to McDonald's. Okay.
No.
See, now she's onto something.
We're going to have clones? Is that what you're trying to
not
say?
We're clones. Gonna I'm saying we're going to tell the robot to do
just
everything.
Robot servants. Go get my, actually, you know what?
Just like in WALL-E.
Yeah, one of your favorite movies.
Yeah.
Because it's Disney.
WALL-E.
It's probably going to happen then. This is the start of that. Also, not just Terminator 2.
I mean, they talk about that in Surrogates. Have you seen that movie?
Surrogates.
Surrogates.
Yeah, not surgeons. Surrogates. Well, anyway, while he figures out how to call that movie, let's take a quick break. I'll give you some more stories. There's one interesting one that I want to talk about. Both of you guys, especially Angel, she likes that kind of stuff. She'll find it interesting. So will you if you stay there and listen to that when I come back.
Geekspeak Radio Show will be right back. The talk of planet Earth.
We call it
TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio.
And we know you're going to love it.
TalkZone.com.
The first step on the road back to reality.
You're listening to the Geek Speak Radio Show on TalkZone.com.
And we are back on the Geek Speak Radio Show, talking news of the day. Not movie news today, tech news. This was actually Angel's idea.
Tech.
Yeah.
I'm doing the robot.
Don't do the robot, I will kill you.
See, if she had that robot and it would have heard her say that, it would have probably wanted to kill you too.
Because I'm making fun of it.
See, so that we take it lightly, but we don't realize. It's kind of like being a parent. You don't realize that you're responsible for an actual life. Now, I'm not saying this is a human life or anything, the robot, but if it's going to emulate everything you do.
I wonder if I hit the robot, will it feel that feeling?
Or will it hit you back?
Boom. Well, then we'll see. Then we're going to have a recall about that. Total recall.
Don't forget to use your superhuman powers.
If you even get up from the hit.
Ooh.
It is a robot after all.
I know. It could probably kill me. That's scary.
So here's another one. We were talking about the iPads earlier. More rumors coming out. Another report today at this, rumor number 29, 30, whatever we're at. That Apple is going to come out with a smaller iPad, 7-inch one. Right now, the screen is the whole thing is actually 9.7 inches long.
That's the whole point.
I don't get this. This makes me kind of frustrating.
Well, I'm glad you asked because they do answer why. The reason why is because number one, it just makes it lighter.
But
you know what? People will buy it because people are dumb.
No, people are saying no, we don't need it because, and this ties into what we've been talking about the past. We talked about this with Justin, with Alan Beats, who were on earlier this week. We won't be able to see online comics. That's the actual complaint from people because the screen is smaller. And like you were saying, it was annoying when you were watching that Inception one that I sent you.
Yeah.
Imagine trying to see it on an even smaller screen now. Kind of like your phone that you're holding with.
This screen is so small. That would be really annoying to watch, to read a comic book off.
Or even watch movies or something.
Well,
especially that.
Yeah.
What if I have IMAX or something on there?
IMAX.
You know what I mean.
IMAX.
Movie.
What?
That would be a big TV. I mean, a big cell phone screen that you would have.
That's a truck, actually. That you But, you know, nothing's confirmed, and I guess really nothing is confirmed until Steve Jobs comes out and says, yes, we're making another one. So again, another rumor added, make it what, number 29, that we hear that the iPad is going to come out smaller, in a smaller version. Something else everybody uses besides iPads and iPhones. How do you make friends?
Online. Whoa.
Really?
Well, I mean, face to face. But I thought you meant like tech wise.
Was that a little slip there?
No. I'm good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, really. How do you make friends?
I usually go to coffee shops, meet people at, you know, gatherings.
I'm talking about online.
Online? Facebook.
There you go. Facebook introduced something new. This is only for people who use it through their smartphones, though. They have this Places feature. You guys don't know what that means?
Yeah, that's the same thing that they use for Google.
Yeah.
Or they would use for... You know, I'm so-and-so at, I'm with so-and-so and I'm here, check, let's say like at a restaurant, check me
like
out.
Like a GPS thing?
Yeah, it's basically what it is.
Whoa.
Now, Big Brother is really watching you now.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people think it's cool, but they don't see that. They're the same people who were screaming about hey, I don't want the government intruding into my rights and everything, but now just because it's Facebook, now it's okay.
They had the same discussion with Google, you know, with Google Earth, as far as how there's, you know, like you said, Big Brother watching is kind of a privacy issue as far as being interrupted.
But yeah,
Facebook movie.
Yeah, what about it?
They're saying that
social network.
Yeah.
That's going to be a movie.
Yeah, it's going to be a movie.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But back to what you said, it's kind of creepy because you know how some people already post like pictures of them doing this and doing bad stuff, like drinking and stuff. And what if like you happen to be like a criminal and you're dumb and you put that GPS feature they have and it's like, well, it's like you're wearing an egg. I know, but
it's talk about it because that is how some criminals do get caught.
I know, but really dumb. It's like wearing an ankle bracelet on your phone or something.
Well, the point of this that I'm trying to get at is pointing out that, you know, especially us, we understand more than quote unquote normal society with the dangers of living in George Orwell's 1984, Big Brother, all that. This thing, again, just because it's Facebook, does that make it okay? Like, for example, the way it would work is, let's say you go into a department store. I mean, I can see the uses for this, but just in general, let's say you go into a department store. Like yesterday, when we went looking for your laptop, all of a sudden, Damien goes running off one way, Romo goes somewhere else, and I stay somewhere. We turn around, nobody's there. I could see it being used for that, like, just click on the thing. Oh, there you are. Okay, we find each other.
Yeah.
That, okay, maybe we can use it for that. Now, what if, let's go to the real world uses. Let's say Angel breaks up with that boyfriend of hers and he becomes a stalker now.
That's creepy.
How can he find you? Oh.
Maybe just get on her Facebook.
Exactly.
Unless you have him delete him as a friend, but still, I think the bottom line is that there's privacy issues being broken here. They did that with Google. They're going to be doing that with Facebook. I mean, there was a sense of an issue with Facebook being too personal.
But then you have to think of the flip side where it's like Facebook isn't forcing you saying sign up. People are signing up themselves and that they're allowing themselves to be vulnerable.
Well, not when your information is being sold to other companies.
Well, you just gotta be smart about what you're putting out there.
No. No, you don't, because remember when MySpace was around? How people were getting fired for the jobs?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. I mean, I understand what you're talking about, but you have to be careful because at the end, that has consequences what you put up. You could get fired if you're friends with your job, you're friends with your boss. Whatever happened to MySpace? But that's besides the point. Facebook, there's a lot of privacy issues with it.
Yeah.
That I think.
You guys want to jump in? You can. 888-GO-FOR-IT. 888-463-6748. Shoot us an email. Comments at geekspeakradioshow.com. You usually get a lot of emails and calls and things like this. Like, for example, Jason. He wants to talk about the Facebook GPS. Jason, welcome to GeekSpeak.
Hey, what's up, guys? This Facebook Places thing, it sounds like it's really going to be like the new electronic leash for anyone that has a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Like, are they going to be able to, like, keep tabs on you? Like, what if you accidentally walk into a strip club or walk next to a strip club and says, beep, 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 uh-oh, he's at the strip club, and boom.
You know what? Actually, you may bring up a good point, Jason, because I don't know if it does that or not. I don't use that thing, but yeah, it does bring up a good point. Not only if you get a stalker, but what about a wife? Can she keep tabs on where you are and call you right then and there? Why, what are you doing at the strip?
Just don't have her as your friend on Facebook.
You know, yeah, that'll work for you. Yeah, but thanks a lot, Jason, for the call. But yeah, see, it always brings up. I don't know if they're geeks, they're geniuses, and all the people that come up with Facebook and Google and all these things. But I don't know if they really apply it to real world situations like that right there. Because we all know, we've all had girlfriends, boyfriends. We all know they can be a little psycho sometimes. It's not just, you know, when you break up, that's it. It's over. And now that you have this stuff, technology, yeah, it's supposed to make life easier, but not easier to stalk you.
Just people in general as well, too. You know, stalkers and stuff.
Yeah, you have a few of those, don't you?
Yeah, just a few.
It's like being a celebrity. Once you that there's rights that you, by being a celebrity, give up. Now, do you think there's this, and that goes with Facebook, there's certain rights that you give up just by signing up?
Yeah.
No.
No?
The difference is when you're a celebrity, you yourself put yourself in that spotlight. When you're just a person living, you don't. Just because you're on Facebook doesn't, you're not supposed to assume that, okay, everything's going to be public. There is still, you know, a way to make everything private. When you're a celebrity, look at the words. What does it mean? You celebrate what he or she does. The movies, the actors, the songs, whatever it is. So by default, you can't be private.
Yeah.
Like what we're doing right now, if we take this show on the road somewhere, well, we can't put a screen in front of us because the reason we're out there is for people to see us, to meet us. So by default, we can't have privacy.
Good talk, man. Wow.
See, and again, you know, things like this, it always brings up talk like that and brings up not arguments, but just things that make you say,
wow.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, if you guys want to comment on that, comments at geekspeakradioshow.com, 888, go for it, 888-463-6748. Let me take a break. Some more stories coming up. Yeah, more tech stories. I may have some movie stories, and there's something interesting that I want to tell you guys about. I didn't get to that because of this Facebook thing. Facebook always gets us in trouble, huh?
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that in just a few minutes.
GeekSpeak Radio Show will be right back. Make us a favorite button on your browser.
It's sending a transmission of some kind.
TalkZone.com, your first choice for talk on the internet. Let's get back to the GeekSpeak Radio Show on TalkZone.com.
Oh, we're back. We're updating our places thing on the Facebook.
Oh, sorry.
Welcome back to the Facebook show, to the GeekSpeak Radio Show, talking about news of the day, tech news of the day. Again, this was Andrew's idea, and Romo was actually trying out this places thing.
Yeah, we'll see.
Who's that knocking on the door outside?
Oh, it's my stalker.
See what it does. So, again, you guys want to jump in or read these stories in detail, geekspeakradioshow.com. All the stories are linked up there. Now, let's go to movies now. Not literally right now. We got a show to do, but let's go to some movie news that came out today. I mentioned January Jones is Emma Frost in Matthew Vaughn's X-Men First Class, and it was supposed to go to Alice Eve. Today, we got a reason why Alice Eve supposedly didn't like it. And again, more not so good news about X-Men First Class. Alice Eve backed out supposedly because she read the script and hated it.
Hated it.
So she said, I'm not going to be a part of this.
Oh, that's a good one.
But why? Was it because of the character or was it because of the content of the storyline?
Doesn't go into details, but it makes it seem like it's the whole thing.
The whole thing?
Yeah, the whole script. So again, not very good news, looks like, for X-Men First Class.
Well, that's what Matthew Vaughn was saying.
But why would you say that when you're doing it yourself?
Probably because he knew where it was going. With all these actors and actresses, too big of a cast, too many egos.
Maybe Josh Whedon's going to have that problem pretty soon with the Avengers. But so that's that. The other one, this is the interesting story that, and this is probably going to start some conversations in here, especially with Angel. You guys ever heard of Lim Bousman? He's a director.
Nope.
You probably never heard of him, but you know, do know his movies.
What's his movies?
What's a movie?
If it's Halloween, it must be.
Now she's thinking, he's like, what? Michael Myers. What?
Trick or treat time? No, Saw.
Oh.
It's become a tradition now. He directed Saw 2, 3, and 4. He's got his next project, and it's not a Saw movie.
Good.
What is it?
It's a movie called 11-11.
11-11?
Yes, so as in the time 11-11.
Isn't that when you make a wish?
No, that's Peter Pan.
Oh, well,
or
I do
one
that.
One of those. No, 11-11, you're close, but 11-11 supposedly is, how want to describe it?
Is it numerology?
Is it dead time?
Yeah, it is numerology, and it's supposed to be, it's centered on the emergence of that number in people's lives that alerts them to angels or spirit guardians trying to communicate with them. That's why people tell you when you see the time, the numbers 11-11,
yeah,
whether it's day or night, wish, like Angel said, wish for whatever you want. Wish for Roma to go away, whatever it is, wish for it, and it'll probably happen,
well,
supposedly, according to this.
Just like you.
Or a pizza being delivered soon.
There we go with the pizza already.
No, it's funny about that. Is there
and
any...
I will put the picture up so you guys
okay.
know.
No, it seems like, you know, have you seen the movie 23?
Yeah, that's exactly where this came from.
All right. It's kind of interesting because I think that at 3 o'clock at night, there has to be
something. That's dead time.
That's dead time, right?
Yeah.
It's actually referred to as the witching hour.
Witching 3
hour? 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
Interesting.
Because 3 o'clock in the morning, the witching hour, is supposedly when the world of the dead and ours mix together for that 1 hour. So when you guys think you heard something, you probably did.
They're just visiting.
See, there goes his nervous.
They're just visiting, saying, hey, Romo, where's the burritos?
No, because there was that one time I was waking up at 3 o'clock every morning. And I was kind of like, that was the weirdest night, too. Those are the weirdest times of the night.
Yeah, all of that, again, ties into numerology. Like I said, I subscribe to that. I go by numerology, and it's actually worked for me. So that's why I found this interesting, because I've known about this 11-11 phenomenon for a while. And the people who wrote this article, they try to make fun of it. And they say, yeah, but 11 in the morning, at night, what time? Anytime, actually. Like right now, well, we missed 11:11, but 11:11 in the morning, you can ask for whatever you want. 11:11 at night, same thing. During the week, weekend, doesn't really matter. It's just that time. And if you keep seeing it within a certain week, you just look up, and for whatever reason, look up, and it's always 11:11, 11:11. You better start asking for those $1 million you wanted.
11:11
That's crazy.
Tomorrow or next week, 11:11. Remember, guys.
Because that's been happening to me. Like, I'll keep looking at the clock here at my house. I'll see 11:11 day and night.
That's day for the PS3 night. Then.
I know. Oh, huh? Oh.
Okay, stop singing. We want people to keep listening.
So, all right. What's the story about?
We don't know. He hasn't written it yet. However, this is a marketer's dream because it's going to come out next year.
On 11:11.
November 11th, 2011, which is a Friday, when all movies come out.
Interesting.
So he's got to make it done, get it done, and get it out by then.
Do you think he'll be able to?
Probably. I mean, really, what really can you do? Well, he does mention a little bit. He doesn't have a script fleshed out yet, but he does mention that what he wants is it's going to be based on that concept. That 11:11 is, quote-unquote, the magic hour. And I think he said it's here in the article somewhere.
It's going to be a horror movie?
More of a thriller, he says. So here it is. The film will center on the idea of 11 gates of heaven and how on 11:11, on the 11th day of the 11th month, the 11th gate will open up and something from another world will enter the earthly realm for 49 minutes.
So it'll be a 49-minute movie. Oh, man, this is going to be – oh, we'll see. I mean, no one has been casted for this. It was really just talks. So
no, he
we'll
doesn't even have a script yet, really. He just has that line.
He needs to talk to me because I have some ideas.
So yeah, I knew she would get into this.
You can act?
Not act, right?
Right.
Right. Right. Maybe you can act.
Maybe. You could be a monster.
Yeah, like a radio host every day. So, yeah, I'm sure you can act. Anyway, speaking of acting, you guys know who is... Damien would know this. Who is the hardest working man in showbiz and music-wise?
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, no.
Oh, well, he was, but...
It's me. Well, it was James Brown.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who is the hardest working actor?
Ooh, that's a good one. Huh, I'm thinking...
I would say Sam Worthington.
Who's that?
Avatar? Perseus, Clash of the Titans, the new one?
Oh, all right, I see.
The new Terminator?
Yeah,
with
yeah.
Christian Bale?
It's true.
This is why. He's attached to star in Alex Proyas' Dracula Year Zero. That's it's coming out next year. They're going to start, what do you call it? They're going to start filming June of next year.
Uh-huh.
This is an historical take on the Dracula story. It's going to take fact and some of Bram Stoker's Dracula legend and put them into one. And Bram Stoker, Sam Worthington is going to star or is attached to star now as Dracula.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. I mean, it's easy to pull. I mean, Eddie Murphy was a Dracula before.
Well, let's not go there.
Damien.
No, don't do it. No, but he's gonna do that, which is pretty interesting because at the same time he'll also be doing Clash of the Titans 2. And then you know, James Cameron's got him for Avatar 2 and 3.
Yeah, I see.
Keep saying he's gonna do 2 and 3 at the same time. And he's also gonna do Dan Dare, Pilot of the Future, The Last Days of American Crime, Man on the Ledge, and Quatermain, which I'm assuming is about Alan Quatermain.
Yeah, that's the hardest working actor, I would say.
Yeah. So all that stuff he's got on his plate. Now, we talked about MGM, we talked about Guillermo del Toro earlier in Hellboy.
Yeah.
He was going to direct The Hobbit, but because of MGM's troubles,
he said,
who knows who's going to direct The Hobbit. Like I said yesterday, whenever it was, Angel could probably direct The Hobbit right now. She can be on that short list. Maybe not. Spyglass Entertainment, you guys ever heard of them?
Yeah.
They're attempting to turn all of MGM's debt into lender equity. That's a lot of business talk. I won't bore you guys with that, especially you, Angel.
Yeah.
You love math about as much as I do. Mm. But here's basically what's supposed to happen. The plan timetable is to put the plan to vote after Labor Day. Because they have to put in the vote. If Spyglass wants, pretty much they want to pay off all the debts that they owe. Yeah. MGM is in financial trouble. Everybody, that's no secret. Everybody knows that. That's why The Hobbit, the two big ones, The Hobbit and the 007 franchise,
yeah,
they're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Plus any other project that they had in the works. Spyglass Entertainment, they want to pretty much get him out of debt or they don't say this here, but I'm assuming the plan is for them, Spyglass, to pick up The Hobbit and the 007 franchise, because those are two big moneymakers. They haven't even been made yet, but we know that already.
Yeah.
But so the plan is vote on it, whether they want them to get out of financial debt, because half the parties have to agree, MGM and Spyglass. So they're going to vote on that. If that happens, MGM will file for bankruptcy next month, which will be no shock to anybody. We were expecting that anyway. If all goes well, a reorganization of MGM before the end of this year. So there may be some progress on The Hobbit and the James Bond franchises. MGM's still going to be in trouble, even if they do all that, but they just want to rescue The Hobbit and the James Bond franchise.
So,
and MGM's been around for years. I mean, decades, too. I mean, they were the first studio in America. Why doesn't anyone want to help them?
Well,
I mean, did they shoot themselves as far as being bankrupt?
Well, I know for a fact they're coming out with, I believe, Child's Play again.
That's on hold.
On hold?
Everything's on hold.
Everything's on hold, so I don't know. Their movies aren't really interesting anymore. I mean, if you have to reboot Child's Play.
Yeah, it's kind of bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it only goes to show why they had to do so. I mean, it's sad to see a studio like that be in financial trouble, but I mean, if they're going to put out movies that people really don't care about, like Child's Play, then that goes to show what kind of stuff they've been doing before. They're not taking care of, like, you know, their audience.
If you guys were going to save MGM, what besides the reboots, what would you do original to try to save them, to try to put them on the map again, so to speak?
Wow. I mean, to really put them on the map, they have to invest into a really good movie and a franchise.
The Hobbit. Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is why it's such a big deal that they do that. I think what turned off a lot of people, not that that led to their problems, but what turned off a lot of people is when they started announcing that they wanted to redo their classics, The Wizard of Oz. Not that it's a classic, but Child's Play. All those movies that are out there. James Bond, they really didn't know what they were going to do with it. For a second, Daniel Craig was coming back. Then he wasn't. Then they're going to get a younger 007. Now they want to get him back, but now who knows what's going to happen. So that's probably what turned people off about that.
You think they're going to be saved or they're going to go under?
Well, I mean, the bankruptcy thing, if they have to do that, that's not going to surprise anybody. That was expected anyway.
Yeah.
But Spyglass helping them out, maybe all we care about, really, us, our community, the geek community, is that The Hobbit will be saved.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. And hopefully they can have enough money to get Peter Jackson to direct it.
Nice.
Hear that, Spyglass? So there you go. That's an hour. Those are all the news that's going on, the tech news, some interesting stories, the Facebook one. We're probably going to keep talking about it after the show. Now, keep these numbers handy. 888-GO-FOR-IT. 888-463-6748. Comments at geekspeakradioshow.com. That's the email. Keep those handy because this next hour here, let's sit down and talk, all of us. Not just you guys here, but you guys out there also. What about? You know, sit there, relax, get something to drink, and we'll be back.
Geek Speak Radio Show will be right back.